Hello, here I am outside the Trevi Fountain. Well, you can't get inside in case you've got any Anita Ekberg fantasies, wading in it like in La Dolce Vita, that celebrated 1960 film. Anyway, so this was from the early 17th century. It's the end of the Virgin Aqueduct from 19 BC. Roman legend has it that a virgin helped people find the water diviners, locate a new spring. Anyway, there was a fountain here previously, but Pope Urban VIII in the early 17th century decided it wasn't magnificent enough and ordered this new one. So, and Salvi was the architect, artist who began on it, and then he died and Panini completed his work. Panini, as in the guy's name, is Sandwich. Okay, and there you can see Oceanius, and he's meant to be taming the waters. He's got those horses, water horses, Hippocampus. Whatever. Okay, and you see these wild horses, underwater horses. So anyway, traditionally one throws a coin in there before leaving Rome, and that will ensure that you return to Rome one day. So thousands of euros ended up there, and they're all taken out and donated to benevolent causes each year. Alright, and it's very, very popular, as you can see. I do remember coming before and it wasn't quite so popular. I mean, Rome is a victim of its own success. Look at it. Bear in mind, this is late January. In August, you know, I shudder to think what it would be like. There wouldn't be room to breathe. And so it goes on. So you can get close. You have to queue up. Well, forget it. I'm not going to do that. The thing is to come early in the morning. And then they can get right down there. Do you see? So it's 26 meters tall, about 40 meters wide. It's the most celebrated fountain in the world, surely. It's the biggest Baroque fountain in Rome. It's not the biggest fountain in Rome, but the biggest one from the Baroque era, which is like, you know, 16th, 17th century. So Trevi, Piazza Trevi, as in three ways, three paths. So it would come in a very pedestrian area if I give you the 360 degrees. What do you think of that? A little wayside shrine on the street corner, very continental. We have wayside shrines in Ireland, but they were not on the street corner. Okay, there we go. Yeah, and saying, yeah, it was Benedict XIV finished this off. Well, that was just before the First World War. They did some more work in it. And then extensively renovated in 1988, partly because of, you know, pollution damage. Right, thanks very much. Make sure you watch my channel. Goodbye from the Trevi Fountain. Arrivederci.